Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell, and you're listening to Thriving Thursday. If you missed yesterday's show, before we get into our show for today, I want to say this. If you missed yesterday's show, you want to go back and listen to it. We talked about why you must be independent, and I gave you five questions for jumpstarting what I call your free life. If you're not excited about your life today, if you feel as though you're not on track, then the questions that I posed on yesterday's show will help a lot. And also, it's kind of a prelude to today's show. So go back, listen to the podcast on yesterday's show called Why You Must Be Independent. And of course, there's going to be a link there in our show notes. So let's talk about how anyone can be a profitable entrepreneur. See, entrepreneurs are independent thinkers, and they are all about claiming their independence and having that free life because they want to build their best lifestyle while at the same time making a valuable contribution to society by using their gifts and talents. And that's what makes being an entrepreneur so awesome. But I want to say this to you. If you're listening to this and you're not quite yet in the entrepreneurial game, then guess what? You can get in that game. Entrepreneurs they're not born. Entrepreneurs are made. And so if you're thinking, could I possibly be an entrepreneur? Yes, you can. And it's about making a decision. And so I'm going to give you three strategies or ideas that to consider and to put into place, or that will make it clear to you that entrepreneurs are made, that they're not in fact born. And hopefully it will excite you to the point where you say, you know what, I can do this. I can become an entrepreneur. I can actually run my own business and become the person I've always wanted to be, have the life I've always wanted to be, have, and also be such a great example for friends, family, you name it, and even coworkers that constantly complain about their job, but at the same time, they want to do something of value. They want to feel like they're contributing. So let's get right to it. First of all, when it comes to being a profitable entrepreneur, everything in life, you have to start from the beginning. And this is where it starts. It starts with believing in your dream. Now, this is the start of making your, I guess, entrepreneurial debut. Or this prompts you to consider if you want to make your dream a reality. When you start to, you have an idea and you say, you know what, this is a great idea and lots of people could use what I have to offer, whether it's services or products. And you think about that and you say, you know what, I'm going for it. You know, I'm going to believe in my dream. This is something I've always wanted to do. So I'm going to step out there and do it. Now, that sounds pretty simple because you say, oh, well, we have this vision. We have an idea. And of course, people will talk themselves into doing something that's connected to that idea. But you know what? It sounds simple, but this is really a very crucial and critical step because it's not as easy as it sounds. Now, when it comes to believing in your dream, as I said, this is the start of making your dream a reality. This is the start of you stepping out and becoming the entrepreneur that you always wanted to be. And as a result, you're going to love your life more, be more at peace with yourself, and your whole environment is just going to change into something amazing. So, you want to believe in your dream and you want to really have that courage to step out there and make it happen. So now, believing in your dream is such a big deal because nothing happens until you believe it's possible. And so that's why you want to start by believing. You have to first believe that you can become an entrepreneur, that you can actually do this, that this is not going to be so difficult to the point where it's just a fantasy for you. Listen, whatever it is you're thinking about doing as it relates to entrepreneurship, what is the worst that can happen? That's one of the questions I always ask myself. What is the worst that can happen to me? And if I believe I can survive the outcome, I'm going for it. So that's the first point. The second point is that you want to demonstrate that belief by spending your energy, your time, and putting your resources towards building your dream. See, when it comes to being a profitable entrepreneur, you actually, the money comes through the proper demonstration of. In other words, if you have a service, if you're good at marketing, and you believe that you can help lots of businesses get on track, stay on track, and you just talk about all the things that you could do to help them, but you don't turn it into a business, then first of all, you're just talking. You're just dreaming and you don't really believe in that dream. You don't believe in the possibilities that of the dream becoming real. But when we take steps to demonstrate our belief by putting our energy towards it, by actually creating a plan and putting things up, putting up a website and making a list of who we're going to contact and really not being afraid to network and prospect and connect with people. And if you are afraid to do those things, because we've been taught in our society, you know, don't be beggars, don't ask for things. And listen, it's funny how if people are nonprofit, they have no problem asking for things. But if you're for profit, for whatever reason, lots of people think they don't deserve to have whatever it is they're asking people, the money that comes from asking someone to purchase what you have to offer. Understand this, if you're delivering a good product, if you have an amazing service that can make someone's life better, that can make things easier, that can help people understand what they're doing more, that can create more efficiency in their lives, throughout their lives. Listen, you have an obligation to share that, first of all. And the Bible says to whom much is given, much is required. So that means you know something that I don't know, but I perhaps need so that I can run my business more efficiently, run my life more efficiently, be more confident, whatever the case is. So you want to not be afraid to, first of all, share what you have to offer. And then secondly, hey, be prepared to make the exchange. Money for services, money for product, because you deserve to be paid for your talents. Okay, so the second point, demonstrate your belief by spending energy, time, and resources towards building your dream. And you know what? It's kind of like you're putting your reputation on the line. You're stepping out there because guess what? If for whatever reason, it doesn't initially go in the direction that you hoped it would, people are going to talk about you. Some of your friends will say, see, I told him not to do that. I told her she should have kept her job. I told. You know, do you know what? Guess who's struggling? Because she thought she could run a business and he thought he had the best product ever. So, you know what? You're putting your reputation on the line and that's okay. That's what being an entrepreneur is all about. It's about being a risk taker, but it's also about being a calculated risk taker. So when you step out there and you actually take the risk, then you will get some kind of return. And if you say, you know what, I stepped out, I took the risk, and the return I got was flat broke or I didn't make any money. Well, here's the thing. You've now learned what doesn't work. Okay, it doesn't mean that you should give up on that service. It doesn't mean that you should let go of the product. Okay, unless it's a product that no one needs or wants. So, and even if you have an idea for a product that no one actually is excited about or people feel like they don't need it, perhaps your product is in its early stages. Perhaps you haven't developed that product enough. So you want to really ask yourself lots of questions and do your homework when it comes to your idea for a business. So that's why I really want you to kind of get in the habit of examining what's going on with your daily actions and with what you're doing with your products, what you're doing, what kind of services are you offering, what kind of feedback are you getting. So I want you to ask yourself some questions. That's why I want you to go and listen to yesterday's podcast, Why You Must Be Independent, because those five questions really will give you some insight, not only into how to get started, but also insight into the kinds of questions you want to ask yourself. So you're going to be more excited about you and where you're headed. So we've got, you have to believe in your dream because this is the start. The second part was you have to demonstrate that belief by spending your energy, time, and resources towards building that dream. And of course, my caveat was that you are going to be putting your reputation on the line. But I'm going to say, if you have an honorable service, an honorable product, your intentions are good, do it. Go for it. You know, just make sure that you have kind of your ducks in a row, okay? Now, which brings me to my third point, plan how you will use your resources efficiently so that you can move forward, so that you can sustain a business, so that you can start to thrive and you will find yourself becoming a profitable entrepreneur. Now, this is kind of like phase one of becoming an entrepreneur. And on our Thriving Thursdays, you know, throughout, as I said, you know, we're kind of shifting the concept of designing your life today a little bit towards helping you discover how to monetize your talents. And also, how do you use all of that to build your dream life? And of course, building your dream life is not just about using all of the money that you earn. But when you become an entrepreneur, if this is something you've always wanted to do, then guess what happens? You also become more fulfilled. When we're more fulfilled, we're happier. And our joy just comes forward. Okay. So we're more at peace. We're more excited about where we're headed. And everything shifts in our favor. And everything in the universe conspires to work for us. And we don't put out the kind of energy or vibrate on a level that causes life to work against us. So this is kind of the shift that we're making on designing your life. Well, we've made it. So let's get back to, point three. So when I talk about planning how you're going to use your resources efficiently so that you can move forward, it's all about you understanding that you have or recognizing what you have available to you, what you can use starting today. And so if you think that you don't have any resources, then guess what? You want to discover ways to become more resourceful. And as I was saying, throughout this, the rest of this year, we're going to bring you information that will help you with that. But if you have to absolutely have it now and get started today, and you're not going to, we want you to check out our goal achievement mastery for entrepreneurs, because that's going to help you start from scratch, and it's going to help you stay on course so that you can meet every single goal that you have. So you're going to get sales techniques. You're going to get lots of great information within that course, Goal Achievement Mastery for Entrepreneurs. And it's set up such that you can stay in that course as long as you want to. And there'll be lots of information that you can use that will help you to get to where it is you want to be. Because sometimes we think that we're not resourceful, and we think that we don't have any resources. So if you think that, then first of all, discover ways to become more resourceful. And you can start by opening your mind. Because when we think we don't have any resources, that means that we've closed off our minds to our own success, to our own capabilities. That means that we've closed off our life from connecting with other people that can actually help us. So you want to start with opening your mind and learning the best way or the best course of actions to take when it comes to putting yourself on track to become a profitable entrepreneur. So if you want to really be a profitable entrepreneur, start by recognizing that entrepreneurs, they're made. Okay, they're not born, and that you can learn how to become an amazing entrepreneur. There's so many people that started with nothing, had no idea they were going to end up in the world of entrepreneurship. I'm one of those people. I never thought that. Before I left the military, some of my friends said, "Hey, so what are you going to do when you get out of the military?" And I said, "I don't know. All I know is as long as I'm making $3,000 a month, I know I'll be okay." Are you kidding me? I don't know. Can we even live off that today? You know, barely, right? So that was my vision. And I was going to find a job that was going to pay me $3,000 a month, and I was going to be content. And so, of course, God had the bigger, better plan, and I went towards entrepreneurship without even knowing or even thinking about the word, or even I knew what it meant, but without thinking about the word or even seeing myself as an entrepreneur. But I've always seen myself as a free spirit and as a person. I left the military because I wanted to exercise a certain standard of living, even though the military was one of the best moves I ever made in my life. So I want to, you know, say that as a veteran, to be able to serve our country is just an amazing opportunity. And now, so when it comes to being a profitable entrepreneur, then you want to start by believing in your dream. And when it comes to demonstrating, I want to kind of expound on that before we wrap up. You know, I mentioned that you demonstrate that belief by spending energy, time, and resources. We're going to talk about where do you put your energy? What do you do with your time? And really, how do you build on the resources that you already have so that there's a constant, influx of customers and influx of business, inflow, everything's coming in, and you are putting out the right kind of information, the right kind of energy, and kind of the right type of vision for your life. So this is demonstration is a crucial part of becoming a profitable entrepreneur. When we know the keys to the step-by-step actions, how to connect the dots, then yes, you will become a profitable entrepreneur. Because as I said, it's something you can learn. It's not rocket science. But what it is work. It does require that you work. The good news is that at some point, if you build your business the proper way, then you're not working every single day. You're not a slave to that business because you don't have to be. There are different things that you can put into place. We're not going to go into that on today's show. But on our Thriving Thursdays, we're going to bring you lots of great business information that will help you to put things in order. And I want to say this, and I mean this in the most humble way. Okay, did that sound real? No, it did not. But I do mean this, yes, in a, I guess from a standpoint of gratitude. A lot of people talk about entrepreneurship, and there are a lot of different programs out there about entrepreneurship. And one of the things I look at is their background. And I go, wow, you came from corporate America. Now you are all of a sudden, you're going to tell the rest of the world how to become an entrepreneur. I want to say this to you. If you want to move quickly and move up that entrepreneurial ladder quickly, then learn from someone who has experience and who has been a successful entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur for, well, since I left the military, and that's more than 20 years. I left the military in 1989. So I have been an entrepreneur ever since then. In the words of my certain members in my family, I have no real job. So I do have a real job, of course. It's my business. But the thing is that I learned how to move quickly because I had to, out of necessity. And so I love teaching people how to thrive in their businesses by teaching certain techniques that they can use so that they can get to profit level very quickly. I just wanted to kind of put that out there. Kind of, it's not tooting my own horn, but it is showing you authenticity. So this is not just about me setting up some website so that I can earn a boatload of money by pretending I can teach you how to be an entrepreneur. No, I've been there, done that, still doing it. And as far as I know, going to keep doing it. So you guys, stay tuned for a whole lot more. So remember, you can become a profitable entrepreneur, but you want to start with these three concepts. Believe in your dream, demonstrate that belief by spending energy, time, and resources. And of course, plan how you will use your resources efficiently. And of course, did you hear the key word in there? Plan. Okay, you guys, that's all I have for you today on Designing Your Life Today. And I want you to enjoy your weekend. We're going to be back next week with lots more, because this is all about you discovering how to monetize your talent and how to build that dream life. And because we want you to bring out your magnificence. And that's a major factor in us having a more civil, calm, let's say loving, because there's less fear society, fearful society. So with that being said, once again, enjoy your weekend, do life with power, and be magnificent.